A blast of cool air from a threatening cloud signifies that the engine that runs a thunderstorm has started. The simplest isolated thunderstorm begins with hot afternoon sunshine baking the ground. Air near the ground becomes warm, moist, buoyant. At some point, a mass of this buoyant air cuts loose from ground level and rises to create a warm, moist updraft. That warm, moist air expands in the low atmospheric pressure thousands of feet up. Expansion cools the air just as it does when air escapes from a pressure nozzle. The moisture condenses. In early afternoon, that condensation makes fluffy cumulus clouds. Later, it makes towering storm clouds with ice crystals and tiny raindrops. After a while, raindrops grow big and heavy enough to fall through the updraft, dragging cool, high-altitude air down with them to make a cool downdraft in the cloud. Some raindrops evaporate as they fall. That takes heat from the air, makes the downdraft even cooler and stronger. Soon, cool air pours from the base of the cloud and makes a gusty wind ahead of the storm. That cool wind indicates that somewhere in the cloud, rain has begun to fall, along with snow and ice higher up. The thunderstorm's engine is running, warm air and moisture going up, cool air and rain coming down. That engine can also electrify this cloud to make lightning, which in turn makes thunder. After 15 to 20 minutes, the cool downdraft has grown to cover the whole base of the storm cloud. That cuts off the supply of warm air and moisture from the cloud. The storm dies. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.